Hello traders, this is the weekly market update podcast from the Pipwise Broker. We start from the economics and from the United States. The most important report that we had from the United States during the last week was the ISM Services PMI report. This report did a great job in abating market fears of an impending recession on Monday. The index rose from 48.8 to 51.4, above both the break-even level of 50 and market forecast of 51. With new orders and employment rising sharply, the market jitters about the collapse of the US job market proved wrong, and thus we witnessed an initiation of a powerful recovery among risk assets from the moment this PMI report published. On the price front, the prices paid sub-index rose further to 57, which indicates sticky price pressures in the services sector. Another report that we had from the United States, which was positive, was the initial unemployment claims, which was published on Thursday. For the week ended August the 3rd, the number of initial unemployment claims fell by 17,000 to 233,000. This was yet another hint that even though the US job market is cooling, it is not collapsing, and caused a greenback in the FX market to recover a good chunk of its recent decline. Elsewhere in the world, in the Japan, we had Mr. Uchida of BOJ, who stated on Wednesday that Bank of Japan will not keep rising interest rates until the markets are stabilized. These remarks went a long way in reassuring the markets that the Japanese central bank is taking care of the massive drop in domestic equities following its unexpected rate hike last week that prompted the unwinding of the once much-loved carry trade. After Uchida's remarks, the yen crosses continued their recovery. In Australia, we had the Reserve Bank of Australia session, which kept the interest rates at 4.25%, but with a clearly hawkish bias, citing sticky and persistent inflation, especially in the service sector. In their statement, it is said that inflation is still some way above the midpoint of the 2-3% target range. In underlying terms, as represented by the trend mean, the CPI rose by 3.9% over the year to the June quarter, broadly as forecast in the May statement on monetary policy. But the latest numbers also demonstrate that inflation is proving persistent. In year-end terms, underlying inflation has now been above the midpoint of the target for 11 consecutive quarters, and quarterly underlying CPI inflation has fallen very little over the past year. Adding to the hawkish bias was the RBA's boss press conference, wherein he stated clearly that if inflation proves to be resistant, the central bank will not hesitate to raise the interest rates again. And as even during the Tuesday session, the RBA members discussed the pros and cons of the hike actively. This hawkish hold emboldened Aussie bulls in the FX market furthermore, and the weekly candles on the Australian dollar crosses are very promising for continuation of the nascent bullish trend. In Canada, we had the job reports published on Friday, and it was a mixed report. While the total number of jobs fell by 2,800, the details of the report are positive. Full-time job creation jumped to 62,000, and it was because just the loss of part-time jobs that the whole number was negative. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 6.4% against market expectations of a rise to 6.5%. The only negative part was that the participation rate fell by 0.3% to 65%, which is the lowest level since 1998. In the geopolitics arena, it seems that the Iranian side is either postponing the promised hard punishment of Israel for assassinating the Hamas political leader in Tehran by Mossad agents, or wrapping it up altogether. The US is anyway enhancing its line of support for Israel and continues to deploy sophisticated weaponry such as F-22 Raptor fighters into the Middle East. Political pressure is ramping up for a ceasefire in Gaza as the death toll from an air strike on a homeless camp in the city by IDF bombing on early Saturday rose to more than 100. In Russia, a surprise attack from the Ukrainian troops resulted in an infiltration into Russian soil, and it is said that up to 400 square kilometers is occupied by Kiev forces in a massive humiliation for Putin and Russians. In the next week, we'll have the CPI and PPI reports from the United States along with retail sales. We have the Reserve Bank of New Zealand session, which will decide on its interest rate in New Zealand. And we will also have the triple important reports of job reports, CPI, and retail sales reports from the United Kingdom.